We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:44 and time for our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com. And you got a couple of new films coming into theaters this weekend. Is this a big weekend or kind of moderate?
Kind of moderate. I think everybody's kind of holding off because in a week or two we got the big new Avengers movie coming, and that's going to suck all the air out of the movie business for a while. And the one that's been getting the most attention this week is the what they call now a reboot of Hellboy. Now remember that the Hellboy movies were done back in the early 2000s with Ron Perlman and Guillermo del Toro, who won the big Oscar last year for The Shape of Water. And these are kind of comic book action horror movies. Hellboy is this mythical red creature who has all kinds of personal problems too. And neither Perlman nor Del Toro are involved with this one. And I really kind of miss them because I liked Ron Perlman in that role. He was good. This is just a whole lot of big, crazy, supernatural special effects with the Hellboy character battling all of these monsters and gods and demons. And we've got Excalibur involved too. I mean, it's just as nutty as it can be. And it's kind of nonstop action or CGI action. And as we've said before, that to me, that gets old very quickly. And so this one just to me completely lacked the, I hesitate to use the word charm, but that's what it was, the charm of the original Hellboys. Find a copy of those and watch them instead of that this weekend. This one just didn't work for me.
Save you some money. Then this comedy called Little, I've seen the commercials. It looks humorous.
It is, and this one's kind of cute, I have to admit. And I'm not familiar with this a young actress named Marcy Martin, who's on the TV show Blackish. And she is actually the kind of the youngest producer in the history of Hollywood. She came up with the idea for this. And what we've got here is her adult self, Regina King, is this demanding boss who's just terrible to everyone who works for her. And then she is magically, you know, kind of transported back to her adolescent body, in which she is Marcy Martin. So we got the same thing that Hollywood loves to use of the adult trapped in the child's body and, you know, all of the adult mannerisms and things translated through a kid. She's very good in it. So is Issa Rae as her long-suffering assistant, who then becomes her guardian as a child when she's the child character. Now, if I'm kind of glossing over all of the things that cause this to happen, that's because the movie does too. It doesn't really care about that.
Okay.
We just kind of cut very quickly to the chase here. What's funny with all this? Some of the stuff in it is very funny. It's a PG-13 rating. I think safe for most kids, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, it did look amusing.
In it. It does what it sets out to do very well.
And then, you know, we start Holy Week on Sunday with Palm Sunday for Christians, and then Easter, you know, just over a week away. Mary Magdalene, I had not heard that this was coming out.
Yeah, this is not the traditional kind of faith-based movie that we see this time of year. This is much more an art house kind of thing with Rooney Mara as Mary Magdalene. And in this telling of the story, the film makes great pains to explain that she was not a prostitute, as some have it, who then stayed with the apostles towards the end. And we've got Joaquin Phoenix as Jesus. And Joaquin Phoenix does some, you know, kind of crazy roles here. And I guess he does bear a certain resemblance to traditional portraits of Jesus, but that's kind of where it ends. This is all done, you know, kind of in very hushed tones. It is reverent, but not evangelical. Let's put it that way.
But it's not like disrespectful. It's not some mockery.
No, not at all. I don't think that it's the kind of thing that a lot of religious audiences are really going to flock to. It's not that kind of story.
Well, now I'm curious about it. As long as it's not a insulting.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Okay.
But it's also very staid and withdrawn.
Gotcha.
Not the kind of movie that's really going to get. It's kind of okay. the polar opposite, while being respectful of Passion of the Christ.
All
let's
right.
put it that way.
Mike Mayo, our movie guy from mike-mayo.com. Always enjoy talking to you on Fridays. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
8:49 on this Friday morning. It's time for us to check our headlines from the WRVA newsroom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.